The San Diego Zoo is known for its beautiful landscape and its open enclosures for animals. Many people consider their visit to the zoo as a rare opportunity to visit some of the world's most imperiled and precious wildlife and learn ways to help save it. John Barrett and his wife have been regular visitors for many years.
For instance, they have a nice polar bear display here in the San Diego Zoo, and I've just been reading recently about, with the global warming, the polar bears are being more and more endangered. So, you know, it's a place that, unfortunately, maybe is going to be the last refuge for certain animals.
Dedicated to preserving and protecting endangered species, the San Diego Zoo has one of the largest zoo-based research centers in the world dedicated to saving critically endangered animals. Greg Vicino is the animal care supervisor at the zoo.
One of the things that happens with these critically endangered species like this is that we want to make sure that we're breeding them appropriately so we can bounce them back and forth between different zoos.
The San Diego Zoo currently has the largest population of giant pandas outside of mainland China. Bamboo is grown on zoo grounds and at several off-site locations to supply the pandas with their daily meals. Another popular animal with visitors, like Corey Bart and her children, is the orangutan.
Yes, they just always love monkeys. They always talk about monkeys at home, so.
The orangutans are part of the program to save endangered species from extinction.
What happens is, by raising awareness and raising money, we're able to funnel money into those organizations, Orangutan International, and groups like that who are actively pursuing rehabbing animals and reintroducing them into the wild.
The San Diego Zoo is a unique opportunity for people to learn about rare and endangered species in one of America's most beautiful cities. For producers Adea Studi and Susie Tekunan, Carla Kuhlman, VOA News.